Hi, in this demonstration I'll show you the code needed to create a Meet Now meeting and demonstrate how the feature works. Meet Now is a fast and easy way to hold a small impromptu meeting. By default, the meeting will take place immediately, and as you'll see, it requires very little code to add this to an application and it's easy to use. In this demonstration I'll use a sample application that you can download from the MSDN Samples Gallery to create Meet Now meetings that use IM, phone, and desktop sharing modalities. At the end of the demonstration, I'll show you where you can go to download the sample application containing the code that I'm using in this demonstration. To begin with, let's take a look at the application. You can see here the Link 2013 client and Visual Studio 2012 with our application loaded. This is a simple WPF application with a button added to the designer and a reference set to Microsoft.link.model. So let's take a look at the code. On the main window.cs page, you can see there are two event handlers and a callback method. In the window loaded event handler, the application gets the client and automation objects and sets the data context property on the framework element object for data binding. And then in the button click event handler, there's a single statement. This is where the application calls the begin meet now method, and it has an object reference set to null and a reference to the callback method. There are two overloads for Meet Now, and this is the simpler one. And finally, in the callback method, the application gets the conversation window object, and then on the UI thread, the application sets the text block in the WPF form to show the state of the conversation window. So we want to take a look at the application in action, and I'll be using three computers. We just looked at a Windows Server 2008 R2 computer. I'll refer to it from time to time as the dev box, where the sample application is running in Visual Studio 2012 with a Link 2013 client using the account name John Clarkson 7. The other two Link clients you'll see are a Windows 7 desktop where the client is Link 2010 and it's using the account name John Clarkson 8, and finally a Windows 7 laptop. Again, the client is Link 2010 and the account name is John Clarkson 9. The first thing I want to show you is a Meet Now meeting using the IM modality. So I'm going to start the application and click the Meet Now button. And you'll see here in the window there the text block that shows the conversation window state. Conversation window opens immediately. I'll minimize the code editor. I want to invite two more colleagues. So I'll click Invite More People and enter the text John Clarkson 8. Do a search. Click OK when I find him. And do the same thing for our third contact. Click Invite More People. Enter John Clarkson 9. And now I want to switch to the laptop where we'll see John Clarkson 9 send some IM text. Hey guys, what's up? And see here, you can see all the participants in the conversation. We'll go back to the dev box where John Clarkson 7 will respond. We need to talk about this afternoon's meeting. And then next on our third computer, we'll see John Clarkson 8 respond, yes, that's a good idea. And again, you can see each member of the conversation can see the entire conversation. So let's move on now to see Meet Now sharing a phone conversation. The steps are very similar to what I did with IM. I'll start a Meet Now meeting and select phone. And add first John Clarkson 8 and then John Clarkson 9. So I'll click Invite More People, type in my search string, John Clarkson 8, click OK. Now through the magic of video, I'll jump back in time a few seconds and switch our view over to the desktop of the John Clarkson 8 with the John Clarkson 8 client to see the picture from that point of view. And you can see the final contact added to the conversation, and then you can see John Clarkson 9 speak. And the client gives us a warning. Of course, I'm doing all this right on my desktop, so there's three different mics all open at the same time in the same room. Then you can see John Clarkson 8 speak, and finally John Clarkson 7 replies. Each client's able to contribute to the conversation. Each client's able to hear what the others are saying. It's easy and quick to set up. And as you saw, there's very little code involved to create this. Finally, I'll start a desktop sharing session. start the Meet Now meeting, select a presentable content session, and then select desktop sharing. And of course you see here that there are other choices. I can share a program, share a PowerPoint presentation, share a whiteboard, or create a poll. I want to invite John Clarkson 8, and I'll show you what it looks like on that computer. I'll invite more people here. Type in John Clarkson 8, click OK, and we'll switch over to the John Clarkson 8 computer. There we are. And you can see me inviting the final client, John Clarkson 9. And of course you can show the participants what you're doing with other applications. For example, maybe we need to discuss a project and it's got deliverables and we need to talk about resources for those deliverables and what better application to use for that kind of task than Project. So I'm going to open Project, and each member of the conversation sees me opening Project, and presumably here I would go on and open up a file, and we'd be able to see all the material that we needed to discuss. Before I finish, I'll show you the sample application this demonstration is based on. Just go to the website code.msdn.microsoft.com and type in Meet Now as a search string. The sample is authored by my colleague John Austin, and you can download it from the MSDN Samples Gallery. And that's it. Thank you very much.